Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this edition of the Eagles Update. It was the first padded practice Saturday afternoon here at the NovaCare Complex, allowing the defense to bring some added intensity. But guess what, folks? It did not matter. During a 7-on-7 drill late in practice, Carson Wentz was flawless as not a single ball hit the ground. Wentz's coaches and teammates were not surprised by the display.
I would say for a young guy, he's very mature. Like, he carries himself like an older guy on and off the field. I mean, he's a great leader.
With him coming into his second year, he's in full command. You can tell that he's feeling confident. He's excited about the weapons around him. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they come out and they kind of lean on that. They're like, okay, we got weapons. I can just come out here and freelance. But he's focused, man. He's got the eye of the tiger right now. So we're definitely excited to see what he's going to continue to do this training camp.
I mean, he's such a type A personality. And for him to kind of have to just kind of wait in the wings, and I don't think that was very comfortable for him to kind of be behind Sam and Chase at this time last year. You know, he wants to be motivating people each and every day. So I think now he's just so confident and he's so comfortable in his role that, I mean, I think he's looked phenomenal so far.
Defensive end Derek Barnett has displayed a maturity that is quite uncommon for a rookie. After practice on Saturday, he worked off to the side with future Hall of Fame tackle Jason Peters because he wants to become a more complete player.
Getting around JP, he's seen a lot. He knows ticks, and it's a good person to go to if I got questions on what I need to do better, because he sees me rushing, so he's seen a lot of rushes. And whatever he tells me, he's just going to help me get me ready for the season.
That'll do it for this edition of the Eagles Update. We hope you'll join us at the link on Sunday morning beginning at 10 a.m. for the first open practice as it's Military Appreciation Day. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the link tomorrow.